I reached a point where shortly after these people had parked in front of our flat for the night, I got a notice from the owners of the management company that my lease was canceled because of violating clause 13 of the contract. And I went and read clause 13, and it said that I had done lewd and lascivious things in the flat, and had been obviously observed and reported, and therefore they were terminating the lease. And they didn't know me very well, because I was probably not the kind of person who should have been living on Juniper at that time. I was the kind of person who had a lawyer on retainer from the age of 14. And I called my lawyer and just instructed him to file suit against the management company for $1 million for slander and make them prove that I had done something in court. And he filed suit before 5 o'clock the same day, and wasn't really sure what it was all about. And the next day, my father walks into my office and he says, "I hear you filed suit for $1 million against so-and-so, one of his closest friends." And I said, "Does he own my flats?"
Small world.
Small world. And he said, "Yes." So we went into negotiations with the management company, and they decided to let me stay in my flat at no rent for 5 months while I tried to find a house. It took me about 4 months, and I found a place at 2196 Willow Avenue, which we went by today and photographed. It looks pretty much the same as it did then. And so we moved to Willow Avenue, and I remember the light show equipment was put out on the back porch. I was deeply into photography by this point and built a dark room in the basement. And we put all the light show stuff out on the back porch. And I started playing around with all this stuff. I said, "We've got to have some way to create these psychedelic images in an automated and orderly fashion. Because painting this stuff takes 5 hours to paint one picture to photograph for the stupid slide." And so I went out and I bought slide glass from Wolf Camera. And they also had aluminum frames. And you put two pieces of slide glass with a slide between it, you know, inside of the glass. And, or you put a slide and two pieces of glass, and it protected the slide and kept it from warping. But I just took the glass and didn't use the slide and opened it up, and I tried painting on it with wide brush strokes in the different multicolored printing inks. I found out that the four color process inks are transparent and transmit true color. Exactly what you see on the slide is what transmits, which is why they print them four layers on top of each other. And second level of experiments, I figured out if you put one color on top of the other, they would mix, and you get pure of both colors and mixes of both colors, whatever they're complementary. I learned color on slides, really and truly, you know, and how working with color. Excuse me.